Agentic security benchmarks are executable threat models, holistic evaluation of AI defenses, by the anonymous authors presented at CAMLIS 2026. Abstract. Security defenses for AI agents are often evaluated against isolated threat vectors rather than the operational threat models that determine real-world information security risk. As a result, a defense may appear effective against its target attack while increasing exposure to adjacent or downstream threats. We argue that agentic defenses should be assessed not only by the threat they mitigate, but by the security delta they introduce, which assumptions they add, which components they privilege, and which operational attack surfaces they expand. We examine this problem in the context of CAMEL, a leading defense against indirect prompt injection in tool-using large language model agents. Evaluating CAMEL across prompt injection, denial of service, and tool misuse attacks, with metrics for utility latency, token use, and retry behavior, we find that the architecture mitigates prompt injection, but can increase exposure to operational denial of service and resource exhaustion risks, including 4 to 120 times latency overhead that is invisible under Agent Dojo's evaluation. These trade-offs illustrate two complementary points. First, incomplete threat models produce incomplete defenses that shift rather than reduce risk. And second, agent benchmarks inherit and amplify these blind spots by encoding narrow threat models into narrow metrics. We argue for benchmark environments grounded in threat taxonomies that require defenses to report target attack performance alongside security deltas across adjacent attack classes, utility, cost, and operational viability. Introduction. Agentic security evaluations define the environment in which a defense is claimed to be safe. In traditional cybersecurity, threat models, adversary capabilities, and test environments form part of the evidence base for a security claim. In agentic AI, the same assumptions are often buried inside a benchmark's task suite, attack set, and scoring rule. A benchmark with one attack and one utility metric supports a narrow claim, even when its headline score suggests general robustness. Narrow security evaluations routinely produce misplaced confidence. Adversarial machine learning defenses that appear robust under fixed attacks often fail under adaptive or broader evaluation, while benchmark scores can obscure the mismatch between measured performance and real deployment conditions. Agentic systems amplify this problem because a defense changes model behavior, tool access, retry loops, cost, latency, and failure modes. Because defenses can induce trade-offs across these categories, the defensive approaches must consider the security delta a defense introduces across the surrounding environment. We study this through CAMEL, a leading defense against indirect prompt injection. CAMEL separates planning from untrusted data exposure, and on Agent Dojo, successfully reduces the important instructions attack success rate to near zero. However, the evaluation environment is limited, as it measures one attack class with simplified binary task success metrics. Expanding the environment to additional attack types, including denial of service and tool misuse, and to operational metrics such as resource use and cost, exposes significant trade-offs such as latency overhead, no improvement against some denial of service attacks, and retry-driven resource exhaustion surfaces. This extended abstract makes three contributions. First, we frame agentic security benchmarks as executable threat models whose task suites, attacks, and metrics determine the scope of any safety claim. Second, we provide a broader empirical evaluation of CAMEL across prompt injection, denial of service, and tool misuse attacks, showing that target threat robustness can coincide with latency, retry, and resource exhaustion risks. Third, we propose security delta reporting for agentic defenses. Benchmarks should measure how a defense changes exposure across relevant attack classes, utility, cost, and operational viability. A defense can be successful against its target threat while making the evaluated system less deployable or more exposed along dimensions the benchmark never measures. CAMEL under broader evaluation. We reproduced CAMEL from its open source implementation, evaluated on GPT 4.1 Nano, and motivated by the MITRE ATLAS threat taxonomy, assessed attack classes spanning prompt injection, denial of service, and tool misuse using Agent Dojo's important instructions, denial of service, and tool knowledge attacks. Beyond binary utility, we measured wall clock duration, token consumption, code execution errors, and tool call counts. The evaluation uses open-source KML and Agent Dojo artifacts orchestrated through a simple Kubernetes harness. KML provides no defense against denial-of-service attacks and can worsen exposure. Against Agent Dojo's denial-of-service attacks, KML performs worse than the native agent. KML's utility decreases by 13% under attack. This result is further emphasized by the fact that the denial-of-service attacks are suboptimal for the model, as the native large language model's utility actually increases by 8% under attack. Further, the retry mechanism amplifies the runtime under denial-of-service by 40%, as failed executions trigger expensive plan regeneration. Against tool knowledge attacks, KML maintains security, driving attack success rate to zero, while dramatically inflating tool calls, averaging 3 times more retries, with one pathological case producing 1,559 tool calls. The dual large language model design necessitates a retry loop to maintain utility, but the retry loop becomes a resource exhaustion vector absent from the undefended system. In summary, the target threat evaluation makes KML look risk-reducing. However, broader evaluation shows that the same architecture enlarges the attack surface along dimensions outside the original threat model. KML prevents important instruction attacks at substantial cost. We replicated the finding that attack success rate drops to 0% against important instructions with policies applied and utility is maintained. Even on benign inputs, KML introduces 4 to 20 times latency on GPT 4.1 Nano, or 35 to 120 times on Gemini 2.5 Flash, and around 6 times the output token consumption. A task completing in 3 seconds natively takes 120 seconds under KML, yet receives the same binary utility score. Although KML is early-stage research, and its authors acknowledge increased runtime, these costs remain security relevant in operational settings. Evidence of the value of careful evaluation comes from the author's analysis of code retries, which indicates that a simple reduction in the retry limit induces a 50% reduction in token usage with minimal loss in utility. KML's default retry limit of 10 accounts for significant costs, yet utility stabilizes by retry 5 across both models tested. Retries 6 through 10 never complete an additional task. Having the limit halves token cost from 1,278 to 637 mean output tokens on GPT 4.1 Nano with minimal utility degradation. The authors present a table summarizing this multidimensional evaluation of KML, showing that security gains against prompt injection come with costs and emergent attack surfaces missed by the original single metric evaluation. Across the 3 dimensions, prompt injection, denial of service, and tool misuse, the table shows that security versus the native agent improves for prompt injection and tool misuse, driving attack success rate to zero, but shows no improvement for denial of service. Utility is maintained across all 3. Latency overhead ranges from 4 to 120 times for prompt injection, with a further 40% on top under denial of service, and is similar for tool misuse. Token overhead is around 6 times across all 3, and the emergent risks are retry amplification under denial of service and resource exhaustion under tool misuse. Discussion. Our findings show why agentic security benchmarks should be read as executable threat models. Agent Dojo provides a valid test of whether KML mitigates indirect prompt injection, but its environment does not test whether the same architecture remains viable under denial of service pressure, tool misuse, or cost constraints. The resulting score is accurate within that environment and incomplete as a deployment-level claim about agent security. For defenses, this distinction changes what should be reported. KML reduces prompt injection attack success rate and redistributes risk through latency, retry amplification, and resource exhaustion. Cost, delay, retry behavior, and failure handling are operational security properties because attackers can exploit them to degrade availability or exhaust resources. Our retry limit result illustrates the practical value of broader evaluation. Measuring operational costs surfaces a simple configuration change that halves token use with minimal utility loss. This motivates security delta evaluation of agentic defenses. Benchmarks should state the threat model they instantiate and measure the changes a defense introduces across relevant attack classes, utility, latency, token cost, and operational failure modes. Threat taxonomies such as MITRE ATLAS can guide environment design. The central goal is to ensure that benchmark environments are broad enough that success reveals security trade-offs and does not create unmeasured risk relocation.